Okay. Hi, I'm Yvette Francino, and I'm here with Ryan Martins, founder and CTO of Rally Software. Rally recently acquired AgileZen, a web-based visual project collaboration tool that manages work using the lean concept of Kanban. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, Yvette.
I wanted to start today just by asking you to explain to our listeners what Kanban is. Can you tell us briefly what that means?
Certainly. The concept of Kanban actually comes out of work at Toyota and Toyota Production System stemming from Deming's work back in the 1950s. The concept in the manufacturing world is a board or a cubicle or table that allows you to tell the process that's downstream from you to actually pull work. And it's a visual way of monitoring and watching the flow of work through the system, which is what's critical to getting a kind of a smooth flow in a manufacturing sense. The specific definition of it is, in translation from Japanese, would be signboard. So it's a very simple tool that allows a lot of visualization and collaboration to keep the work moving through the system. It's been applied into software in the last few years, and that's the manifestation of that is very visual and very clear and obvious in the AgileZen product.
So is it considered an agile methodology?
Considered is an interesting discussion. There's obviously a number of people in this industry, and to know exactly to say this is the one person who has the truth is an interesting discussion. But from my perspective, the agile methods and the lean methods really emanated a lot from the same roots, and that would be from Deming's work. The agile methods came up obviously off of rapid application development and spiral methods associated with object-oriented programming. Most of those roots go back into the 90s with Scrum and XP at that point in time. So trying to solve the same problem that Kanban is, and that is getting a smooth flow of work through the system using the concept of cadence and synchronization and small batch sizes to increase the throughput and the value that goes through there, as well as to increase the collaboration and prevention of defects through that process. So in that regard, I would say, yeah, these are all from the same roots, and I would call it agile.
Okay. Do you see Scrum and Kanban work together, or is it one or the other?
Right now, I think you'd see mostly kind of one or the other at the team level, depending on how the teams, what kind of work they have, the context that they work in, the formality and disciplines or practices that they use based on how complicated the thing that they're working on is, maybe how life-threatening the thing they were working on, how much discipline is around that process. So I know there are numerous people experimenting with kind of blends as well as handoffs in a process. It's still real early in the application of Kanban in software development. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, as you integrate or as you use the AgileZen product, do you see people using it outside of software development and still using Scrum for their software development methodology?
Yeah, that's a model that we can point to in a number of instances where the Scrum methodology is being used in the application lifecycle process, and then the upstream and downstream teams are using Kanban and specifically using AgileZen in the upstream and downstream processes to, again, make sure that the whole value chain through or value stream through the process, from the customer and ultimately back out to the customer is lean and efficient and, let's say, focused on quality.
And so in those types of instances, are there integration points between the data that's kept in the Kanban portions that are outside of the software development lifecycle that are shared then within the Scrum portion that might be being used for the software development pieces?
I haven't seen anybody try to integrate that data yet. We obviously have not, well, we haven't built an integration yet, and it's unclear exactly what the integration points are that would provide the most value.
Okay. So, I mean, it's being, you know, I know Rally is a provider and a leader in the Agile ALM space. Do you, with the acquisition of Agile Zen, are the tools going to be integrated or just kind of an alternative way to run an alternative ALM methodology?
I would say that's more of an and than an or. I would think all those options are open. Obviously, with a number of customers that are joint right now and all of us working under the same roof, we have a lot of places to learn very quickly about what makes the most sense in this regard and to pull a number of critical customers into that discussion to make sure that it's not just our best guesses, but proven by pretty simple experiments in the field.
Okay. All right. So give us some examples of how Kanban is being used outside of software development.
Certainly. These are a couple of customers from Agile Zen. In the marketing world and in the legal world, the concept of what we're doing in software is we are managing what could be called a creative process. It could be called a knowledge-intensive process. It could be called a product development process. In any case, it's very different than that of assembling, you know, very standardized parts to build a widget or to build a car. It's a world in which there's variability in the size and the value of the things that are going through the process, and that they're, in a lot of cases, intangible, right? It's really hard to touch software, as it is very hard to touch the outcome of a legal brief and the concepts in it, as well as it's very hard to touch the notion of an effective marketing campaign. So these are all highly creative, highly collaborative processes, but yet they still have a lot of, they still need to get out to the customer in a thoughtful, regular approach. And so how is it that you manage the conflicting deadlines and the conflicting value in a semi-rigorous way that everybody has visibility into? And so that's how Kanban's being applied, both in software as well as in marketing teams, as well as in legal teams.
Okay, interesting. Well, I know Agile University is part of Rally as well. They have Scrum, a lot of Scrum offerings, Scrum applications and such. Are you going to expand that now to include some Kanban classes?
We're doing a bunch of things in that area. We haven't announced anything in that regard yet, but how to package those effectively so that they're the right level of course and for a team or for higher up in the organization or for upstream and downstream teams, we're still working on. We have the capabilities and the courseware in that regard right now. To me, it's much more about a packaging choice. In addition, Agile University is not just Rally coaches, but other independent trainers all around the country. And so they have the opportunity to be able to put a Kanban course up there right now as part of the whole Agile University program. So I know we'll do some things in that area for sure. I'm sure others will move in that regard.
Do you see Kanban replacing Scrum in popularity at some point for software development?
Well, I hate to put on the great Karnak hat and try to predict things like that. I don't know that I have any more valuable insight than anyone else in that regard. To me, there is value in both approaches, and they focus on different things that are both very important for creating a system that creates regular, repeatable delivery of high-valued work. And so I don't see them as an or so much as I see them as an and. I wouldn't be surprised if we hybrid the two into something else. Corey Lattice has written a book a year or so ago called Scrumbon that starts down that path. We're going to have to apply it for a while before we figure out if we don't evolve yet again.
Okay. All right. So what would you say Rally has, what advantage does Rally software have over some of your competitors?
Obviously we have a wide variety of competitors. Obviously now at the low end, with Agile Zen competing with products like Basecamp, and Rally competing with products like IBM's Team Concert product and products from HP and Quality Center, et cetera. It's a wide spectrum to talk about. But if I was to spin the question around a little bit and focus more about what's our unique value in the space in general and where will you see us continue to focus on that, it's the notion around being successful with Agile, and that Agile is a pretty significant change in the way you do software development. It's very different than the phased approaches and the stage gate approaches that are followed in a lot of product development and project management worlds. So you need, in a lot of cases, new tools to support that process. You need new methods. You need new technical infrastructure to be able to gain feedback and leverage it very quickly, both at the development level as well as at the customer level. And you need innovations in organizational infrastructure as you do that, focusing more on the whole value stream out to the customer, as well as the guiding ideas that run your business need to evolve. Those pieces, they change easily. There's little pieces of low-hanging fruit in all those areas, and you can make incremental progress, but you do need to have a well-thought-out, fairly kind of systemic approach to it. And obviously, with our Agile University concept that you talked about and being able to provide training all around the country, our coaching staff and the other contracting firms that we work with allows us to provide things like our Guaranteed Success program that give customers a leg up in a well-rounded approach to either their initial adoption of Agile or their attempts to scale it and replicate the learnings that they've had on small teams across the rest of the organization. So it's a whole solution for learning, ramping up new teams, spreading knowledge, building out internal coaches, and expanding the tooling and integrating that into a real lifecycle management approach to this.
Okay. So what's on the roadmap with Agile Zen?
The roadmap, as we said in the press release, was to move their platform onto ours. We have a very enterprise-strength platform in our SaaS environment that has been audited and certified by a number of our customers. We're moving through government-level audits right now. And so moving their environment into ours makes a ton of sense in that regard. Also leveraging their board and concepts into the core Rally product. Those are both things that we've talked about inside the press release. But right now we're mostly in an inquiry mode. We're out trying to talk to our customers, our partners, and prospects and figure out, how do you see these two things coming together? What are you having success with today? And that varies depending on the size of the company and the industries that they're in and how they started with Agile. So we're mostly asking right now as opposed to trying to tell.
Okay. What about the Agile Zen customers? What are they saying?
So I think you could see a huge Twitter stream associated with that. Obviously, lots of congratulations for Nikki and Nate and the wonderful thing that they've built in the last year. I think it's been just in general very positive.
Okay. Any parting thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Maybe it's a little bit about how we started the press release, and it's this understanding of as Agile evolves, clearly there's some evolution message in here, but as it also expands, there's a lot of teams that are have gotten a lot better in the last 4 or 6 years in being able to move work through their system very effectively. And now what's slowing them down is the other parts of the business, being able to get through procurement, being able to get out through legal, being able to get through contracting, being able to get the product out to marketing. It's about creating really more of an agile business than it is just about creating software faster. It's about being able to satisfy the needs of your customers and the value that they really ask for in the marketplace. I think that's the real exciting part about what lies ahead for us as a combined set of companies.
Thanks. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations on the acquisition. I'll be very excited to see how this progresses.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to sharing with you and others. Obviously, we'll be doing some of that next week at the Lean Software and Systems Conference down in Atlanta and at Agile 2010 in Tennessee this year.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvette.